Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice. The third time is the charm. You want to conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. It's Monday, October 21st, 2013. Man, I get my cellmates with me, Jewels the G, and you already know, from Dallas, Texas, North Park, T-Row, and I'm your host from Cleveland, Ohio, L Boogie. Welcome to the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Before we get started, let me say what's up to my mans. And what's the deal, T-Row? How was your weekend this weekend, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Streets, you know where we at, man. I want to say what's up to the world. You know what it is, man. Hey, man, it was just a great weekend. But if I was a gambling man, I tell you what, I lost all my money in this college game thing because, man, it was a lot of upsets. And I thought last week was upset Saturday. It turns out that this week was upset Saturday. Let me say top 25 upset Saturday. So, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to run through that. You know, a lot of callers called it last on Friday. And so, you know, I just can't wait to get to it, man. You know, it's just another – man, what a weekend. You know what I'm saying, man? We come in here on Monday and it's hot already. You know what I'm saying? People getting their heads beat in. And so I'm pretty sure we're going to talk all about that, man. So whatever you want to talk about, man, let's get to it, man. You know, I know the BCS standards are out. And, you know, ooh, I know some people mad this morning, especially those that live in Oregon. I know they mad this morning after seeing what happened in the BCS standards. Well, how was your weekend, Pippen?
Weekend was lovely, as usual. You know, kicked it a little bit. Sister came in town. unexpectedly yesterday, kicked it with my niece. Man, it was beautiful. But, you know, we got a lot on the marquee, NFL, NCAA, NCAA basketball. Got a couple issues that's going on down in, you know, Grambling State. I want to reiterate on that. So, but let's talk NCAA football first. The top 10. First of all, we had six of the top 10 lose, and this hasn't happened since 2005. But the new BCS standings has came out, Ro. Alabama, my Seminoles, they jumped from 5-2, surpassing Oregon and Ohio State, which rounds out 3-4. You got Missouri. Ro, you talked about it. 2 weeks ago, they was 25. After beating Georgia and Florida, now they're 5? They don't do it like the NCAA where you just have an eye test. But we will see. Stanford is 6. They're back in the hunt because all these teams lost. The U, Miami, they're 7. Baylor, another Texas team, a Big 12 team, they're 8. Clemson has fallen to 9. Texas Tech, 7-0, they're at 10. Let me ask you, Ro, what is your thoughts? Did anybody get snubbed? Should it be right where it is, or you're not upset about this first BCS ranking? Because you know they're going to switch from week to week. So let me know, what do you think?
No, I believe that, you know, especially on the first week of the BCS coming out on Sunday, it's right where it belongs, dog. You know what I'm saying? After Florida State put up 50, oh, excuse me, after famous Jameis and Florida State put up 51 points, 444 total yards of offense, that's just passing. My bad. Come on, man. Florida State had to jump. These boys are for real. I didn't want to be the last one to say, but damn, Florida State. I haven't seen this since Charlie Ward in them days, and that was a long time ago. You know what I mean? So big ups to famous Jameis. You know, Florida State getting it in. And I want to also say big ups to Missouri, because I'm going to tell you something. I was hating on Missouri. I wasn't really hating. I was just in the wrong vibe on Missouri, especially after James Franklin, the quarterback that went down. But come on, the whole state of Ohio, I'm calling everybody out. Nobody told me from the street that the backup quarterback was Miss Ohio, who won all the championships. Come on, man. Y'all didn't tell me that. So I was sleeping on Missouri backup quarterback, and he just comes in and does his thug fizzle. So, Missouri, I salute you. You went from not being ranked 3 weeks ago to number 25 2 weeks ago to number 14 last week, and now you're number 5. Man, Missouri, I salute you. Get it in. You big time. You're not going to be playing spoiler, because obviously you're trying to do some things that some other SEC teams couldn't do at Georgia. You know what I mean? So big ups to you, Missouri. So I'm going to say it is where it is. And I thought Stanford was going to be, you know, out of the way, at least out of the top 10. But, hey, look, they're right back in the top 10, L Boogie, so they're right back in the thick of things. I think the game between them and Oregon a little bit later on, It's gonna be a lot of noise about that game, because one of them going to get knocked. So we're going to see. But if Florida State can hang on, L Boogie, oh, what a championship game we have lined up. But I'm not going to talk about that too soon, because I don't want to jinx nothing. But for right now, with the first week of the BCS coming out, yes, it's just the way it needs to be. Oregon, wake up. I know you score a lot of points, but, you know, it is what it is. L Boogie, is it in the right place, or should Oregon been at number 2 and your Seminoles been number 3?
Oh, if it was up to me, we'd be number 1. Yes, I'm biased right now. It's a great day. My Seminoles won. my Packers won. Hell of a weekend, bro. Hell of a weekend. But let me tell you this. Texas A&M, their national championship hopes are out the window. LSU, your national championship hopes are out the window. Johnny Football can't do it by himself. He did what he can do. Defense ranked 113 out of 127 Division I schools, bro? Are you kidding me? He can't play defense, too. And LSU, after we were just talking about their quarterback, Messenberger, he goes and throw three picky pools in the first half. Not the game. We're not talking about the game. We're talking about the first half. He finished with five. And Clemson, I thought it was going to be close. Yes, I said we were going to win. I thought it was going to be close, but I look at you, undisciplined, a lot of flags Saturday, and just not physical enough. Where was Sammy? Miami Sammy, number two for Clemson. Shut down. Taj Boy, Cleveland Browns fans, Taj Boy and your boy Teddy Bear Bridgewater, because you're not going to get Johnny Money. Look what you're throwing your season away to. Quarterbacks, that's NBG. Nothing but garbage. I think it's where it should be. Some teams will get snubbed this year. Thank goodness for the playoff and for next year and the years to come. But I just think it's Florida and everybody else. Excuse me. I just think it's Alabama and everybody else, man. I don't see, when I look at Alabama, you know, we do the eye test. In every phase of the game, they're sound. And they're coached up. So, Jimbo, down there in Florida State, you finally won a big game. Now, guess what? With L. Boogie, you know me, Ro. It don't stop. So what? You were supposed to do that. You got to bring it back home. You got the U coming up November 2nd, Ro. And then you got Florida November 30th to finish the season to see who's king of Florida. But like you said, Oregon, Stanford, they're going to either play their way in or play their way out of this national championship hunt. Who's your Heisman leader now? Still Johnny Football? Johnny Money? Or did the famous one? My man Jameis Winston. Is he not a front runner? Or the boy down in Oregon, bro? We're halfway through the season. Johnny Football lost two games. Alabama none. A.J. McCarron doing his thing. Oregon, your boy Mario, Super Mario. Before we switch to the NFL, you got who you got as your Heisman? What am I going to call it? Your Heisman favorite right now is it still Johnny Money?
For right now, you know, I'm really impressed still with Johnny Football, man. Johnny Football does some things, and if he would have won, if they would have called the call, the actual call that needed to be called for the horse collar tackle, they would have ended up winning that game in another Johnny come from behind game. That's no question about that. So the ref missed that call. Famous Jameis, man. He's the new number one for me, man. I know that the quarterback for Oregon, Marcus Mariota, Super Mario is what you were calling him, is up there. You know, this guy has over 20-plus touchdowns and no interceptions this season, and we're in week 7 going to week 8. This guy still hasn't thrown a pick. But that just goes to show what type of offense and, you know, what type of things Oregon has going on down there. You know, they run a lot of that read option. So, but I'm not going to say he doesn't throw the ball, because I see the guy throw the ball, and he puts it on the money. But if there's anybody that can put that thing where you need it to be, that's Famous Jameis, man. Famous Jameis Winston. If for those who didn't get to see him or haven't seen him this season, man, go to a bar, go to Hooters, go to Buffalo Wild Wings, do whatever you have to do to watch Florida State play at least once this year, and watch the young fella number 5. And if you don't, when you look at him, you're not going to believe that he's a red shirt freshman. He's so cool, got the cup of Kool-Aid. Fellas, don't worry about nothing. Put a smile on your face. Let's go out here and do it big. Now, who in the hell says that as a freshman? Talking to the whole squad, even the coaching staff. Who says that? 19 years old. Come on, man. I'm telling you, you're going to see the second freshman win the Heisman. And that's just it, man. I mean, for those that want to knock Johnny just because of what he did over the summer, you don't want to see what Famous Jameis going to do over the summer. You thought we had trouble with the white boy with all money. What do you see the black brother with nothing to lose? You know what I'm saying? So, man, hell, boogie. Yeah, I got Famous Jameis. You know, Johnny number 2. I like the quarterback at Oregon. Everybody's trying to put him up there. But I'm going to piggyback off of what you said about a week and a half ago, about 2 shows ago, when you actually said that, you know, Oregon quarterbacks don't do too good at the next level. And we can point them out to you for those who are listening. So don't get too happy about Marcus Mariota. Just because he's doing it now don't mean he's going to do it at the next level. So I'm really looking at Famous Jameis and Johnny right there, man. It's going to be a tie between – it's going to be a close run between those two, and I just want to see what's going to happen, man, because that boy Famous Jameis is right there with Johnny Money, man, and it's going down. You can't tell them boys nothing, man. Them boys hard. You know what I'm saying?
I just hope it doesn't go to our head and we lose one of these trap games. It happens. It's the NCAA. And we're talking about young people. I hope that they have some good senior leadership over there and they can get it done. Woo, it was real, real intense this weekend. Sunday. We got to take a commercial break. We got to go pay some bills. When we come back, you know we're going to talk about week 7. NFL, Andrew Luck. Boy, he had a lot of luck. Speaking of luck, Geno Smith got another W. Help from the officials. It's the mob up there, man. Who's paying them guys off? Every game has been in New York when they get a win like that on a penalty at the end of the game. Oh, my.
And guess what they said?
I'm listening, bro.
Gonna say it in the beast. Check out Perf Natural.
Mondays and Fridays. Let's go.
From Gardena to the gardens and up the block, to the jungles where the cops don't take no chance to stop. We smoking weed all day, from Compton to the Bay. Man, we out here trying to function on the way to PA. Loaded off the throw, we got the city of angels with a no limit on the dough. And the streets is like a nigga style, constant flow. And y'all can't tell me shit, the motto everywhere I go. Man, you got to love the West Coast where the G still fry. In the fraud still set up, doodles get niggas jacked. I'm having blurry visions of green from county stacks. OG on some D's in a brand new lap. Now imagine that. I'm buck 50 on the freeway, keep with my money on pause. Got the cougar ass, the mama want me to bust out the straws. And when I get done,
ching, ching. Pockets on scroll like the Incredible Hulk. Stick them deep, put them, sleep them back to the streets. When my thugs heat, hustle all day and get no time to sleep. As I see walk to the beat, whistling, sing. Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch.
Don't even try.
Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Not at all. I'm grown.
Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch.
Yo, money long.
Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Get yours. I'm getting mine. Watch out, though.
Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch. Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Nigga, shit. Nigga, shit.
Hell, Boogie, that's what them boys talking about down there, man, in Florida State, man. Can't tell me shit, you know what I'm saying? Getting it in, you know what I mean? I know, man, I know you going with Famous James, because that's your boy. Don't he look like a young Charlie Ward from back in the day in the 90s? Boy, they hot, man. They just don't have passing. They got running. They got some nice receivers. They got a great defense. Them boys ain't playing. For those who was listening to that song, man, that's Perp Nasty, man. Them boys got another concert coming up this Friday, man. Joe's Grotto, make your way over there, man. 32nd Street, just north of Thunderbird. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and support the fam. They get it in real big. It was real nice on Friday. You know what I'm saying? Hell, Boogie, we going to chop it up and go back out there, man, and, you know, hit up a concert, another one or two. You know what I'm saying? Support the brother. You know, that's Perp Nasty, YBM. You know what I mean? Check them out. Go to the website. You can check out the videos, too. Them boys kind of hot. You know what I'm saying? But, L Boogie, I know, man, that I know you ready to get to week 7 in this NFL thing, man. Why did your boys do Cleveland like that, man? Why the Pack just is the Pack back? I mean, I'm happy to see Aaron Rodgers and them boys getting it in, but you had to take a loss with one of your players. Your Michael Finley. He's in ICU, player. Them Cleveland boys tried to hurt somebody. They put somebody in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? They didn't hurt your boy. Your good tight end was having a great year, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to see what's up with your Michael Finley, man, with that neck injury. You know what I mean? But your boys are hot, man. I'm glad to see that they coming back around. Were you surprised that the score was so lopsided, or you was already knowing that was going to happen?
I put it into, you know, fluctuation or whatnot. I knew that we were going to come out on top at least by 10. We methodically beat the Browns. I think we could have put more points up, but due to our status quo, our injuries, and how we're looking, we're in the MASH unit. We a mess. Everybody, man down. Longest 1-2, the other A-Rod is in the backfield. We are okay. We established a run a little bit with the play action. And we know it's a two-way street with a quarterback and a receiver as far as making other people good. But when you have a great quarterback, he can make an average receiver want you to pick him up on his fantasy football team. You don't know who some guys are. He makes them look great on Sunday. That's a great quarterback. And when you got two guys that are great, a quarterback and a receiver, you now have nothing but poetry in motion, babe. So I was kind of, you know, not unsettled because they have Brandon Whedon at the quarterback spot. And it was showing throughout the game where he was missing throws, or when I say missing throws, not even throwing it to the guy on time that's open. He's holding the ball. He almost threw another pick underhanded. Cleveland, you're in trouble. You don't want to pay Jason Campbell, so you'd rather just lose every game. Collateral damage. I guess that's what they call you'll lose to win. But is the quarterback who you want is going to fall into your hands? No. Wow. Bro, how do you think Andrew Luck feels this morning?
He should feel like Tiger Woods. If he don't have a party going on at the crib, I don't know what's going down. You only beat the guy who built the stadium that you play in right now. So you should be having like 8 strippers in the crib getting it down. I know you're kind of quiet. And another thing, Texas. I didn't know Andrew Luck was from Houston. So Texas, big up to you, Andrew Luck. You're a Texas nut. That's how you do it, man. It was just too much. Like I said last week, Jim Irsay knew what he was doing. Jim Irsay, a bad dude. You know, he's a tweeter type of guy. He's a social media type of owner. You know what I'm saying? And for those that don't like that, get over it. Because he's going to be on there every week, every 4 o'clock in the morning. He's tweeting, L Boogie. Taking tweets at 4 o'clock in the morning because you know what he's doing. He's sipping on that champagne. You know he's a former alcoholic. He's trying to get over it. You know what I'm saying? But doing what he did by putting all the information out there about Peyton only winning one Super Bowl, you know, putting it out there that he expected more, that had Peyton hot. Peyton wanted to do it. But then they come out at the beginning of the game and show a 90-second clip of everything that this boy done in the city of Indianapolis. He got teary-eyed. He didn't know how to handle it. It got to a point to where he just started missing throws. I don't know if he was hurt because he took a beating from the Indianapolis defense. Them boys like, man, I ain't never had a chance to hit this guy. And they showed, did a good job last night of putting pressure on that guy. And that's how they won. But, you know, Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts, man, they're just showing us that they are for real, L Boogie. They are not a team to be played with. But I can tell you this, you better not meet them boys in the playoffs down the line. Because Peyton Manning, he has that mind like a hippo. You know what I mean? He gonna remember. And if you have to play that guy in Denver, it's going to be, you know, he ain't that good in the playoffs. But I can tell you this, he not going to lose to Indianapolis in the playoffs. I can get, he going to remember this one. It ain't going to be all that hoopla and this and that. He going to go in there with one mission, and that's to whoop Indianapolis ass when he see them again. Because you heard it in his tone in the post game talk. He's serious, man. And, you know, congratulations to Indianapolis. Like I said, they're nothing to mess with in the AFC. And Andrew Luck still hasn't lost 2 games in his career back-to-back. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to Luck. Texas!
What a day. Man, shout out, man. Big up to my sis down there in ATL. Tiff, I see you. Syracuse grad, Grand Canyon alumni, graduate as well, bro. She's a low. But anyway, Peyton Manning said, oh, yeah, if we see these guys in the playoffs, it's going to be a little different. You know Jimmy had to set that up. Jimmy from the street. You know, being from the streets, you know what you do. When you a player and you cool with the other players on the other team, bro. We got girlfriends that know girlfriends. Send them to the hotel, get them buttered up the day before the game. You know how it go. Yeah. He sent Jeff Saturday and Marvin Harrison and Edgerton James. Yeah, he sent them over there. Buttered him up. They kicked it. They kicked it Saturday night. They went to some old spots. It's a dirty game. But I tell you one thing. The AFC better watch out. He has on a blue and white uniform. It's not number 18. It's number 12. He's going to be doing it for about 12 more years. Big up to my man Mathis, man. He put it on. He put it on Manny last night. Payton is thinking about his ex-teammate. Why didn't they get rid of him? They got rid of one beast, Mr. Franny. You should have got rid of the other one. And like you said, they couldn't wait to hit him. To our callers, if you want to call into the asylum and weigh in, 347-855-8896. And if you, your phone going there, you just want to listen, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. We had some more great games going into overtime, games ending on field goals. You had Cincinnati squeaking it out 27-24 up in the Motown City against Detroit. You had the Pittsburgh Steelers winning their second in a row against the world champs, the Baltimore Ravens. You had the Washington Redskins come back at their home field and win 45-41. And they put Jay Cutler in the hospital. He hurt his groin. Oh, yeah, Jay. Hurt your groin, huh, Jay? You had the Buffalo Bills on the road. They got the last laugh against the Miami Dolphins, 23-21 with a late second field goal. You had another very interesting game. Hey, Ro, me and you was watching it. The Carolina Panthers and the St. Louis Rams. What's Steve Smith saying, Sam Jenkins? If I see you in the street, I'm going to break your jaw. War of words has carried off the field and to the civilian world. Steve Smith ain't playing no games. He said, I'm going to bust you in your mouth. Will he get fined for that, Ro? What was your most intriguing game? Hey, Geno Smith. Big up to you, Geno. You beat Tom Brady as a rookie. Hey, they don't call it luck. They call them blessings. They call them wins in the NFL. Geno will take it. I know Rex will, and he did. Bro, what's your take on week 7, man? Tell me your thoughts.
Yeah, man, it was a great week. You know, all these games, it's really getting crucial now because we have finally made it to the halfway mark coming up next week, week 8. And it's really showing us who's going to be where. And if I'm intrigued on anything, it's about the last team that still remains undefeated, which is the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I'm really impressed by what I saw these guys do last night. Very talented team, man, you know, and it's just crazy that it just takes the coach to change not only the locker room but the mentality of how to win when you've had all the pieces to the puzzle in your locker room the whole time, you know. And it's just amazing how these new coaches to the teams are showing that these teams have really been good before the coaches even got there. Pete Carroll at Seattle. Seattle was all right, but when Pete Carroll got there, they became very good. So such as Jim Harbaugh. When he got to San Francisco was right there. But then you change the coach. You get Jim Harbaugh in there, these guys go to the Super Bowl. And now you have this happening in Kansas City with Andy Reid, and they 7-0. Man, are they for real? So that's what I'm most intrigued about. And then, you know, once again, Geno Smith. I talked bad about Geno Smith before the football season started, even in preseason. And I didn't think this guy had what it took. But this guy beat Tom Brady. I know it was a bogus call at the end. You know, like you said, mafia is concerned in this. And, you know, somebody's getting paid somewhere. I've never heard of this call before. I believe that was the first time that call has ever been called. And I can guarantee you this. That'll be the last time that bullshit will ever be called again in a football game. So you know, I don't know what it is with that ref calling that at that particular time. But, you know, Steve Smith, will he get fined? Hell no, he ain't going to get fined, old Boogie. You saw what was happening on the field. These guys was having a mash at it, going back and forth. It was, I mean, from the third, from second half to the end of the game, from the beginning of the third quarter to the end of the game, these guys were at each other's chest, pulling face masks, pushing each other, talking trash. You saw what happened, and it didn't stop. It kept going on and on and on. Not even the guy getting kicked out did it stop. It kept going. So will he get fined? He might get a little fined, but are they going to do nothing? They ain't going to do nothing. And guess what? Hey, homeboy, I hope you got your dukes up ready, because when Steve Smith see you, you better believe what he say. He going to hit you in the mouth. You got to remember, this guy went to the University of Utah. He just played in Carolina, but he's a real L.A. dude. So you got him twisted if you think you just go take some junk off of Google and think you can talk trash about his family and all that. You done went too far, player. I don't know who told you about this game, but, boy, don't, hey, have your mouthpiece in, have your headgear on, have your gloves up, because Steve Smith going to do exactly what he say, El Boogie, and I believe it.
I believe it, too. Remember, Steve Smith sucker punched his own teammate and broke his jaw. Imagine what he going to do to a stranger. Oh, yeah. And I can't forget up in Philly, at the quarterback position, NBG. Nothing but garbage. Every last one of them, nothing but garbage. They go out on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Did you see it? A mess. Oh, yeah. It was a good day. When we come back, we're going to hop into the asylum. I see you, D-Mac. I see you, O. C's. Hey, Unc, I see you, baby. Skeeter Mo. Pook, I see you, baby. We hot. It's Monday. And it's a good day. When we get back, we're going to holler at some callers. Talk some baseball. Talk some preseason basketball. It's your boy, El Boogie. T-Road, ULS, and G. The streets is talking. Let's go.
And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is all right. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards, cause just yesterday them boos tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching you on TV rap with the hats on the crack. Shake em up, shake em up, shake em up, shake em. Roll em in a circle of niggas and watch me break em with the 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played those, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the rule, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1, she didn't hesitate to
to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. Two in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read ice cubes of pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop, along with Juelz the GT Row. I'm your host, L Boogie. We always coming to you live Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to give us a call, 347-855-8896. Or if you just want to listen on your laptop, on your internet, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. Yo, Ro.
Yeah, man.
Who we got coming in the asylum, man? Who in the asylum ready to holler at us tonight, man? We hot.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. You know, we stay in the asylum, man. The fail bars, man, they got us vibrating around her, man. And you know what we do, man. It's always a pleasure, man, bringing in the guy who likes to bring controversy to the show. And before I bring him on the line, I just want him to know that that upset pick he picked between Illinois and Wisconsin, Wisconsin put up 56. I don't know why he selected that one. But you know what it is, man, on this hot Monday after Friday, is the big brother old. Hey, Chef, what you cooking tonight, baby?
Sir. Man, I cook some fly shit, man. You know we cook fly shit every day. I'm a fly nigga, so we eat fly shit, you know? 817, you know, Liberty Street, man. Pittsburgh, come fuck with me Monday through Sunday, man. What can I say?
Doing it big. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I know you got a lot to talk about, and before you get started, I just have to make sure you know what the question of the night is. The question of the night, just in case you didn't know, is who is your front runner for the Heisman Trophy at this point after seeing, you know, famous Jameis for Florida State, you know, do what he did, and, you know, also Johnny Money even taking a loss, you know what I mean? So that's on your mind. But what I want to talk about first, what happened to the Browns tripping over the pack in Lambeau Field, man? Come on now. L Boogie, man, he didn't go hard like he went yesterday. He kept it light on y'all this evening, but what happened?
Man, you know what happened. First off, we got a suck-ass quarterback back there, you know, in the pack. Then, you know, we got the defense letting people putting up 26 points. You know, that's not Cleveland Browns' defense. That's not the top 10 defense in the league. You can't just consistently put up all these points, man, you know, and just think we're supposed to win. Brandon Wheaton need help, man. Matter of fact, hey, listen, man, I'm saying it first and live, man. If the Browns don't do something with him by the end of this week, I'm going to whack him. For real, man, because he's MBG, man. He shouldn't even be in the league. You know, but you know, when you got inconsistent, it's just too much inconsistency. You know, it was like, man, it was just a bad vibe down there. It's like Lambeau Field had my boys just shook. But they ain't nothing but the Packers.
Yeah, that field does it to a lot of teams. So don't feel like that.
Man, but you know, man, hey, listen. I told you, man. Listen, man. This week is just gonna get exciting, man. Listen. I was breathtaking of what I seen this weekend, man.
I agree with you,
man. You know, it's just, man. Last week started off, man, but this week, man, woo, man, a lot of upsets. It wasn't a good day. Hey, what that, man, it wasn't a good day for a lot of teams. Not that Drake song.
Well, let me ask you this. The BCS standings finally came out. It's the first week. We have Alabama number one, Florida State number two, Oregon number three. Who is number four, L Boogie? Who is number four? But oh, Ohio State number four and Missouri number five. Do you agree with the top five?
Man, listen, man, I'm all about the controversy. So it's the most talked about thing in the sports world. So of course I'm about it because of controversy. You know? You know? But I'm saying, hey, listen, man, I'm going to stay alive, man. Hey, L Book, man, your boys looking so dynamic, man. They look very explosive, relentless. They look real aggressive. Them Florida State boys for the hurting, man. And I must commend you for how your team played to the best of their abilities this weekend. Woo!
I appreciate that. We took a, we tied them up. And you know my famous saying when we go on the road and beat them? Look at their faces!
Man, they looking like a true number one team, man. I must say that because Alabama has not looked that explosive this year. I don't care what y'all say. You know, I don't care what y'all say. They have not looked that explosive to me this weekend, like this year, period.
One thing about Alabama, they're very fundamentally sound and they're well coached. That goes a long way. And if somebody goes down, they have the depth, still compete at a high level. That's the difference.
True. That's very true.
So,
man,
you know, they don't have a lot of penalties. They don't kill themselves. You're going to have to beat Alabama.
Right.
You know, ask Johnny Money. You're going to have to beat Alabama. You know, yes, they can have an off day, but even on their off day, it's going to – you've got to have a – your great day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So,
how you feel
you know,
about this weekend, man? Look, man, damn. Look, man, whoo. Man, upset after upset after upset. Man, listen, man, I've been appalled all weekend, man. I'm talking about I ain't never seen a sport. Man, Vegas is going crazy.
So, speaking of upsets, how do you feel about Geno Smith getting a victory against Tom Brady this weekend?
Oh, man, listen, man, I don't even know too many. I can't listen. I don't know too many quarterbacks. I try to think, man, when you said that, I don't know no quarterback at all that has upset of Tom Brady. I haven't seen it. Now, if I'm
not
wrong.
Not a young quarterback.
Yeah, I'm a rookie. If I'm wrong, y'all can sit up here and correct me, but I haven't seen it.
Yes, Andrew Luck failed last year.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I'm talking about since 2000. I haven't seen too many. I haven't seen it. I couldn't even think about it. You know, but you know that's what goes on of how this game is being played now, man. Because man, I ain't never seen the NFL, man. This like it's like man, injury on top of more injuries on top of more injuries. Hey, NFL, man, they put a seatbelt on a lot of things, but man, it's getting crazy out there on the injury side. It's handicapped pitcher out there.
Just like the kid that Lewis up in Buffalo. They signed him off the practice squad, and he goes to Miami and wins one on the road.
Man, you see what I'm saying? Man, listen, man. And Dad Lewis, where was he at? Cleveland.
He was in Cleveland on their practice squad, and he started a game for Cleveland.
You see what I'm saying? Listen, man, you know, anybody who leaves Cleveland, they just go somewhere and sign, man. He just knocked off a 500 team.
One of my predictions of going to the playoffs this year.
Buffalo?
No, Miami.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I absolutely see Miami going to the playoffs if they can stay hungry.
What do you think about the situation in Houston?
Oh, my God.
Kansas City got away with a victory. Did the young boy impress you in his first NFL start? Speaking of young quarterbacks.
Man, you know, for the game to be that close, he had to impress a lot of people, man, because he obviously came in with a great – he obviously came into a lot of controversy, you know, with Matt Schwab and how the team is being like being looked at upon the NFL period. But you know, for a player that is very premature to the game, come in against the best defense in the NFL to me and keep the game that close, and he showed he had a lot of key, you know, plays of which, man, he showed a lot of heart and he showed a lot of techniques. Like, man, how my man say from the take of what's up, man? I forgot what he said, man, but he said some cold shit. But man, listen, man, he looked real good though. First game, he looked very good. He looked better than Mac Barkley because he was awful.
So I'm gonna end it. I'm gonna end it with this. Since we just started the first BCS standings coming out, like college question as we go out, do you feel Ohio State will play for the national championship right now?
No.
Are you comfortable? You think at the end of the day they'll be playing Alabama for the national championship?
No.
You heard it here first.
No.
Ohio State fans.
I don't see it.
Question of the night before I let you go.
Right now,
Heisman, so you're saying that the quarterback from Oregon, he's your Heisman favorite right now after half of the season?
He's not only my favorite, he's going to win it. I'm telling you first live. He's going to win
it. You heard it here first. Mark it down, Raw.
Man, he ain't even playing the fourth quarter.
Mark it down, Raw. We'll see against Stanford. We'll see when it's time to play. He didn't do too good last year at home against Stanford. Let's say that. Yeah,
uh-oh,
he's good, but we'll see if he can pull off against the top five team. He hasn't done it yet. His booty hole gets tight.
Man, y'all have
his
a good
booty
night,
hole
man.
Gets tight, and he does not play. How do you mean to check? We will see if he has those Xbox PlayStation 4 numbers against Stanford. We'll see, Mr. Heisman. But as always, we love the controversy. We love how you cook it up, the chef.
Oh, yeah,
I can't
man.
Wait.
I appreciate y'all, man. I know it's all love, man. Tune in Friday.
No question. And, chef, can you tell them how to get in touch with you as far as Instagram and catering, how they can see how you get down
yeah, man.
On your work?
My name is Chef underscore Sharon, man. C-H-E-F underscore C-H-A-R-O-N. I'm at 717 Liberty Street Techniques, Monday through Sunday from 11 to 11. Each day, man. Come fuck with me, man. I guarantee I'm going to make you, man, I ain't got to talk about it.
Streets is talking. Oh, we thank you, man.
Thank
I'm
you, brother.
On my way. I'm on my way.
Bro, it's hot, man. Who's shaking on the sail, throwing the kite, trying to get at us now, man?
Man, you know, the sail bars stay shaking, man. They're just vibrating. I wish they would stop, man. I'm trying to give me some rest. I'm trying to watch this Monday night game in peace. You know what I'm saying? But the sale bars are just going nuts. But you know what it is, man? We take it back to the town, man. And we bring in the big brother D-Mac. You know what I'm saying? And D-Mac, hey, man, you know what it is. I know you've been checking out the show, big brother. And L Boogie is really on one, man. He needs to know. The question of the night is who is your front runner for the Heisman? You know what I'm saying? So don't say it now. You know, take your time to think about that one. But what's up with you, big brother D-Mac?
I'm chilling, fellas, sitting up here with Wifey, man, watching this Monday night game, listening to y'all show, man, checking you guys out, man. Y'all are hot as always.
Oh, man, appreciate the love, man, you know what I mean? And, you know, man, it was a lot of games on, a lot of upsets this weekend. Tell me, what was your thoughts about number five Florida State going down to Clemson number three and tapping that ass like they did on Saturday night? What's your thoughts?
Well, you know, Friday when I chimed in, I agreed with Big Bruh L Boogie, and, you know, I knew Florida State, I done checked them guys out, and I knew they was going to go in there and do their thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I thought Clemson was going to play them a little tough, but they walk right through them dudes, man. My dude Winston, man, he's setting the bar high.
Boy, he said that higher than fifth grade. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I can't believe I'm one of the ones that picked Clemson. You know what I'm saying? Like I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, if I was a betting man, man, I'd be broke this weekend, Big D Mac. You know what I mean? And then that was another upset, man. You know what I mean? I can't believe that Georgia, not only Georgia, but South Carolina as well, going to these teams that ain't even ranked and let these boys kick a field goal at the end of the game to beat them. What's up with that? What's up with the SEC this weekend?
But just like y'all guys know, man, any given Sunday, if any given Saturday, man, teams is coming playing, man. These little schools, man, they coming for these dudes, man. You know what I'm saying? These teams ranked and stuff, they preparing good, and they feel like they can win. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that attitude when you go to these other schools, even though you ain't ranked. You can't go in there like, oh, I'm going to get blew out 70-0. I mean, everybody want to win, and hey, I take my hat off, like you say, I salute all of them. They went in there, they did their thing. They weren't scared of the Georgia, the South Carolinas. They went in there and they played ball.
Yes, sir. And now switching gears, because I know your son is a big, big, big Geno Smith fan, and I wish he was around so I can congratulate him. But let me ask you this, man.
Oh, big surprise, you know. He shot me a kite. And he told me he calling in to talk to smack the L Boogie, man. He shot me a kite. He said he trying to get in asylum, man. I said okay. He said he got to talk to L Boogie.
Yeah, Geno is impressing me, man. Above 500 in his division, and then beat Tom Brady as a rookie. Come on, man. I cannot believe this, man. What's up with Geno Smith and those Jets? They going to continue to win?
I mean, they looking good right now. You know what I'm saying? They playing. They pulling out these close games. I mean, the referee helped them win yesterday, though. That was a BS call. You know what I'm saying? That was terrible. That was a terrible call. But, they got the call. Made the field goal, and they pulled it out. But, I mean, they got a chance to still make the playoffs. We're going to see. Season ain't over with yet.
Last but not least, let's talk some Browns. Where do you see you guys going right now?
Why are we talking about them? Why? Let's talk about something. I don't even want to talk about them. Brandon Wheaton is terrible, man. They throwing the season away. They tanking. He's garbage, man. He's MBG, baby. Nothing but garbage, man. That dude is terrible. And they continue to put him on the field. They're going to continue to lose, man. He sucks.
What do you think about the Andrew Luck win against Peyton Manning and, you know what I'm saying, up in Lucas Oil Field?
Hey, I'm telling you, when it started getting cold, then we're not going to do that good. It was wet out there yesterday. The weather conditions, he ain't ready for it, man. He going to do good in the regular season. Come the playoffs time, he's going to choke. He's going to choke. They went in there, and Andrew Luck did his thing, man. They had a better team. They had a better team. Peyton Manning, I mean, they played head of D on them. You know what I'm saying? They put pressure on them. And then weather conditions hurt them, man. And later it gets in these months and it starts getting cold and up there in Denver, it's going to be all bad. He should have took his butt to San Francisco. That neck don't start, you know, hurting him a little bit. Going to get cold.
It's cold in San Francisco, too, during that time of the year. But listen to this. Just little ambiances, little intricate parts of the game. Jim Irsay had the roof open last night, too. So it was a little draft in there as well. The streets is talking.
They knew what they was doing, big bro. They knew what they was doing. Andrew Luck came to play.
In the win, they lost Reggie Wayne. I don't know what the MIR is. I hope he didn't tear his ACL.
No, they said he tore it. I've seen it. They say he tore it. He's out for the season. It might be time for him to retire.
Oh, on my ACL list, he sits alone. Okay, me and Roden came up with an ACL week.
Every week is somebody out with an ACL. And this week, Reggie Wayne has been added to the list.
Mr. Controversy said, man, these players is getting pulled out on stretches this year, man.
That's every year. It's NFL, not for long. Brian Cushing, you might want to consider retirement too. Sitting on some cushions.
Hey, I want to give y'all, hey, my boy from Oregon, he going to win the Heisman, man. I'm telling you. Nothing against a boy from Florida State. He nice.
Wait a minute. I got to take this mail. Wait a minute. Why is everybody picking this dude from Oregon? Do we need to go down and listen to L Boogie and tell these boys who the last quarterback from Oregon and what they did at the next level?
Hey, T, it ain't about the next level. We ain't talking about the next level. We talking about now. And right now, it's your boy, he's out of the race. The Heisman is between Winston and your boy from Oregon. What's his name? Marcus?
Mariota. Super Mario.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Look, my wife said his name for me. Mariota.
That's
she
right,
owned
baby.
It.
That's right, wifey. Let him know. Keep him up. Don't let him black out.
Right. And he's going to win the Heisman, man. It's between them two. Because your boy from Florida State, he still got to go down there and mess with them Gators. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what he going to do against them Gators while you talking about Stanford and Oregon. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what your boy from Florida going to do when he get down there with them Gators and they come chopping for him. Hello?
Johnny Manziel lost two games, too. Let's not forget that, too, and he won the Heisman. Mariota has to win a game for me against some competition. Mr. Winston has already, and you're right. He has to consistently to win games and do it, but I need it. Oregon quarterback hasn't had that signature game yet.
Okay, when he do, make sure I hear you talk about it when he do.
Like Robert Griffin III against Oklahoma, signature game.
Oh, it's
you gotta beat some guys in a signature game for me to just say, okay, you're a Heisman. Like Teddy Bridgewater, do you really think he? Yes, he will get invited to New York. He'll kick it, go to the 40-40 club. But do you really think they will give him the Heisman? Hell no.
He's not gonna get the Heisman. Not at all. But your boy from Texas A&M ain't gonna get it either.
There you go. You done drank some haterade. I'm gonna tell wifey stop putting that haterade sauce in your food.
She know what it is. She rolling with her husband.
No doubt.
Hey,
all right,
I'll
check it out.
On,
hey, big brother, D-Mac, you know we love you, man. Hey. Got a new song for you, man, from T-Pain, man. I'm gonna send this one out to you and the wifey, man, because, you know, y'all stay together, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nothing break y'all up. You know what I mean?
All right. Good looking, T.
Man, check out this song by T-Pain, man. It's called Why Don't We? And if you ain't heard it, man, you're going to hear it on the streets because we hot. You know what I mean, L Boogie? Every Monday and Friday, man, L Boogie, 9 p.m. Eastern. Streets is talking, man. L Boogie. Tell them what to do.
Tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Because we need them. Because we stay in the streets. Man, peace out to Bum Phillips, man. 90 years old. Great life. We love you, Bum.
Yeah.
Cause I feel a certain type of way. I feel some type of way. Peace out to Bluesy, man. Always blessing us in the studio as usual. Got us looking down on you. We ain't flying Southwest, but we up in the G4 somewhere. Now, man, peace out to my little niece, London, man. I saw her yesterday, man. She just growing so big. I love you, baby. I love you, baby girl. That's her nickname for me, bro. Baby girl. She went to Texas, bro. And before we continue, let's talk about Grambling State University. And, bro, if you want to run down some of the facts that's going on, or you want, you know, me to, however way you want to do it, very disturbing. Young man sent in photos of a tweet and showed the weight room, the conditions of the weight room, the facilities. They're complaining, traveling, itineraries, 19 hours on the bus to go play a football game, then hop right back on after the game to come back. And then we're talking about Grambling State University, where they had the second most winningest coach ever in Division 1A college football. This is a university that has 8 Hall of Famers. This is a university that has a Super Bowl MVP champion, first African-American to start at quarterback in the Super Bowl and win it and get MVP. We're talking about Grambling. Their funds have been cut from $30 million to $13. Their record this year, 0-7. Last year, 1-10. They fired Doug Williams, the Super Bowl MVP I was talking about. And the players have petitioned. They forfeited the game this week. They're on their third coach. And it looks like it's collapsing. Will
the university continue the athletic program and try to improve conditions, or will it fold? Some kids are getting staph infections from the locker rooms and the situations out there, Ro. This is terrible. Question to the panel, to the streets, to the world, to you, T-Ro. What has happened? What's going on? And to be honest with you, I don't think they're the only FBS school or black college with these type of conditions. I think it's other universities that's doing this. My son, who plays for Central State, they had to get on the bus and ride to Texas and play to Texas from Ohio and ride on the bus. What's going on? Where's the money? Talk to me, Ro. What you think, man? What's going on out there? The streets saying
scandalous. Straight up scandalous, dog. It was, man, it's hard to say how it got like this. From what I've seen and, you know, from all the reports that I've been reading about, man, it's just a sad situation down there at Grambling State. Like you mentioned earlier, man, had a black coach that not only is he a black coach, but he's the second winningest coach of all time in Division I. Where did the money go? Why didn't the money go back into the school to rebuild the locker room? Man, did you see the pictures of the locker room, Hell Boogie? The locker room looked like a locker room from when John Stallworth was going to the University of Grambling and working out. And he went to the University of Grambling in, man, 78? Oh, excuse me, 74? Come on, man. This is ridiculous. You can't even, they don't even have a guy to wash the uniforms correctly. Come on, man. That's an easy job. They don't even have to wash. They don't even have a washer or a dryer that's capable of cleaning uniforms, man. We all know that if you play football and you have to wear your jock strap and your uniform all season long,
Street.
Man, you know what that smells like, man. Smells like hell right up under your nose. I don't know what hell smells like, but, man, that's the worst smell you can ever smell in your life.
It smells like hubcaps and liver, man.
So, man, these dudes getting staph infection. It's just not going off the uniform, but it's going on the equipment, too. Come on, man. The guys, I'm glad for the players that they finally took a stand, because enough is enough, man. The stadium alone is about 80 years old, man. The stadium. So can you imagine what the locker room and everything else. Can you imagine what the showers look like? Come on, man. And like me and you were talking earlier, L Boogie, where are these Hall of Famers at to put the money back into the school? Are they broke? Why didn't the money go back into the school, man? You guys making all this money, but yet you can't donate back to the school. $5,000, $10,000 since you've been retired. All these guys have been retired for a long time that they went to the University of Grambling, L Boogie. I can't recall the last, but was Doug Williams the last person to get drafted from the University of Grambling? And if that's so, man, that was in the 80s. So come on, man. I don't understand it. It's a sad situation. And big ups to the guys for standing up and taking a stand. You just can't do it no more, L Boogie. For everybody out there, oh, they should have played. They should have. It's not about playing the game. I would have played, but yet, once the game was done, what, I'd be sick? What you going to do to me then? Yeah, I miss next week because I'm sick. Can't do nothing. Come on, man. Yeah, it's just a sad situation there, Boogie. But that's all I got to say, man. Let's jump into the asylum, man, because I know the asylum is hot.
Hold on, though, Ro.
Oh, here you go.
We got to play the games because we got to see the bands, man. It's all about the bands. We got to play the games.
No, I'm just playing.
It's always about the battle of the bands. Halftime, baby. After halftime, then everybody leave.
Yeah, it's about those kids and their health And I appreciate them saying, hey, forget the scholarship. I'd rather for it to be revoked than I get reprimanded than to go on like this. Very, very, very proud of those young men. So we'll see what comes of it. But, yeah, Ro, back to the asylum.
Yeah, brother, I think we got We got the cell bar shaking. We're gonna release cell block number 69 and a half, you know what I'm saying? Bring in the West Coast for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Let's go out to the West Coast, man, bring in our big brother C Note, you know, straight from Cali. Yo, C Note, what's the deal, baby?
What's good, Screech is talking, fellas, Screech is talking.
Oh man, you know what it is, man. We just here on this Monday, man. I know it was a hot weekend, you know, a lot of upsets, you know what I mean? Teams can't hold on to them top rankings, and the first BCS rankings have come out. But before we get to all that, man, I want to make sure you know what the question of the night is, man. Don't answer it right now, but just listen. The question of the night from T-Row and L Boogie is, who do you think is the front runner for the Heisman, and who do you think is going to win? So hold that right there. Just keep that on your mind for a minute. But let's go. And let's talk about this BCS. You know what I'm saying? L Boogie mentioned that with the top five that's out, Alabama being one, you know, Florida State two, Oregon three, Ohio State four, and who is number five, L Boogie? Oh, Missouri. Yeah, the new Missouri. Are you comfortable with the new rankings that are there right now? Are you good with that?
Yeah, that's all good. You know, it's the halfway point in college football. It's going to change on its own.
Yeah, you're right about that. You definitely right about that. Now, we just got done talking about this Grambling situation, man. And do you think the kids should have played the game, or do you think they did right by taking a stand and protesting?
Hell yeah, they should have played the game, them lazy-ass bastards. They get the scholarships and everything. They fool should have went out there and played. They gonna wait till game day the month to do all that. They could have. They smarter than that. They teach way smarter academics than that at Grambling. They could have did that and handled that with more class, more had way more exposure on that. You know, these little Twitter pics and all that. No, man, them fools is whack. Now, true is damn sure disrespectful because high schools, 4A high schools got better facilities and stadiums than Grambling. But as a professional, when you accept that scholarship, man, you're supposed to be out on that field, even if your mama got to wash your uniform. Get it done. Go out there and win a game, nigga. Win one game, you might get more than a bus ride. You might get a plane ticket. Shit. Winning changes everything. Can't go 0-20 and expect some nice shit. Come on. Screech is talking.
See. Man.
Why you go so hard, man? Hold on, man. Hold on, man. We talking about all black school, motherfucker.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. And I respect it. I'm just keeping it real. Screech is talking.
Hey. Doug Williams should have got fired. How he went 1-10, huh?
Doug Williams should have been his ass out of there a long time ago. He lucky he got a Super Bowl. He just like Magic Johnson. It's because you got a ring don't mean you can coach. Sometimes you got to sit your ass somewhere else, go to the executive position or something. He should have been the athletic director and helped them out with them damn facilities is what he should have did. He could have won on that. It could have been a win-win situation.
Man. My man.
T-Row, you from Texas. The Texas high schools is way better than Grambling State. Come on, T-Row. You know that. The weight rooms alone go way harder than Grambling State.
I went to one of the state of the arts, so, you know, I ain't saying that.
Question of the night. Bring to you, who's your – At the midpoint right now, some teams are 6-0, some teams are 7-0, 6-1. Who's your front runner in the Heisman Trophy race?
Ooh, Heisman. Yeah, you got to give it to my man Winston. And all these guys out here talking about Oregon. First of all, The dude ain't even the top quarterback in Oregon. The quarterback at Oregon State got higher numbers. He's the third best quarterback in the Pac-12 because everybody knows UCLA got the top quarterback. And then Washington with Keith Price out there throwing them darts. Man, everybody's sleeping just because this fool got 66 uniforms and throw 10,000 passes. That's just the system at Oregon. You could put anybody in there, just like when Hawaii had that system. Everybody throwing 5,600 yards a game. He's whack. MBG, he ain't going nowhere, and he ain't getting the Heisman. He might not make it to New York come Saturday night when UCLA go to Oregon and do another shocker. Screech is talking.
And come up big. So, let me ask you this before I let you go.
All right.
Kobe Bryant's been shooting. He's been working on his cardio. When do you see Kobe coming back? And do you see the Lakers? Be realistic with me now, Steve. Do you see, where do you see them falling if they're going to make the playoffs?
Well, Kobe be back by Christmas, probably make his Christmas Day debut. You know, he like to take the helicopter in. He hot superstar. And, you know, we're going to be in the bottom five, unfortunately, this year. You know, we got a lot of competition out there. We ain't suited like we normally are, but we definitely in there. That ain't no doubt. But I see us towards the bottom five, you know what I'm saying, 6, 7, 8, you know, doing what we do, getting our 45, 50 wins, trying to get up there. It's going to happen.
Let me ask you this. The streets is talking. And Doc Rivers, the coach for the L.A. Clippers, during the L.A. Clippers home games, he wants all the Laker jerseys covered during the game. Are you offended because of that? What is your take on that?
Fuck Doc Rivers. You take his ass back to Boston. He ain't coming out to L.A. running nothing. That's how I feel about that. That's always been L.A. He going to try to disrespect to cover up the Lakers. Win some championships, fool, with the Clippers. Then you can do something like that.
The new sheriff in town. Big change. Doc say he don't want to see them. We don't want to see them.
Shot the sheriff. But I didn't shoot the deputy. That's how that's going to be playing.
LA.
Man, please. That light-skinned pretty boy gonna get out of here. He ain't going to do nothing. And he ain't covering up no jerseys. I guarantee you that.
Guaranteed. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Speedo. You know what it is, man. You know we love you, man. We appreciate you checking out the streets, man. You know, holler at us on Friday, man. You know what I mean?
I got you, man. Good luck, El Boogie. Much love. West Coast out.
Bring your ass to the studio, West Coast.
No doubt. No doubt. Yo, Ro, let's go to a commercial. When we come back from commercial, I got some entertainment news. Something has happened on the tour, on the Drake tour bus. When I come back, more information about that. And we talk a little baseball. Oh! We hot. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And don't forget,
this shit special.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. To tell a lot of girls.
And if I cried 2 tears for her, that would be the most that I would give to her. She left me stranded in my nightmares, taking pictures of my memories. She right there, twisting on the blade in my heart deep. Always on my mind so I can't sleep. She used to tell me she was all mine. Now the only way I see the broad is online. I'm doing drugs trying to feel you. I'm killing me trying to kill you. I built my whole life around you. I thought I found it all when I found her. Shopping sprees on whatever coast. How'd you really feel? I may never know. And as I ride through these streets with my hand on my heat, eyes red from the sweet side. Realize some things never change once in love and it's gone. You don't look at it the same, man. Fuck love, cause she don't live here. I'm soaked in blood, but I'm still here. hip hop, heartbreak, straight lace, deep bass, 808 plus the mixtape. Got a nigga feeling like an open lecture. Get away, now you're all in the lectures. Being studied by the college's professors. Now I regret the day I met ya. I'll be the first one to say it. She ain't the one you wanna play with. I fuck hip hop.
And if I cry two tears for her, that will be the most that I can give to her. I am Joseph Darryl Jason, Dr. Dre, O'Shea, and a host of those who passed away today. I'm Drake, I'm Wayne 2 Chainz. You say you wanna rap to this bitch, you must commit. Then you're a slave to your grave, you won't get out, you cannot quit. She menstruates weekly, her vibe covers keep you warm, but the source to her heart is love. Word up, right on, you know how girls are. She love when you licking on her world star, kissing on her belly, trick on her and onyx. Confused fans think that she illuminates demonic, but she's the object of my affections, God's essence, God bless her. She bought me Bentleys, Breitlands, made some friends resent me for writing about my life. They thought I should have stayed quiet. She took me to places I would have never saw without her, and she took me from my girl powder. I doubt I ever be the same, hollow be thy name. Give me strength so I don't do this dame. Like a rental James, Brad warned me. While driving this all-born Ferrari, never follow when her games. I fuck around and I'll be sorry, but I tried her, used to ride her. For dollars, not the fame. She slowed me down and had me guzzling on Custaline. She's a middle-aged cougar, showing youngins the dream. Notice she wasn't breathing for a second, then I screamed, she's dead. And everybody took it out on that. I was just looking out for my music family. Wasn't trying to claim her to myself. She's yours, you can have her. She's a motherfucking whore. I fuck hip-hop.
And if I cry two tears for her, that would be the most that I would give to her. She ain't the one you wanna play with.
You say you wanna rap to this bitch, you must commit.
I fuck hip-hop.
And if I cry two tears for her,
ooh,
that would be the most that I can get to her.
This is Talking Sports Talk Show with Marcel Mace, Juelz, and G-Zero. I'm your host, L Boogie. Before we continue, man, big up, man, UFC 167 came, you know, Blige Cass. He beat up on Junior Dos Santos, man, again by a KO in the fifth round, man. He keeps his heavyweight title. Your boy, Mayweather, Brandon Mayweather, he suspended two games without pay. Again, Ro, trying to whack somebody, trying to kill him. He's going in with his head.
Yeah, that's the safety from the Washington Redskins. He got fined a couple weeks ago for trying to knock somebody out the game. He almost knocked Alshon Jeffries out the game, number 17 for the Bears yesterday. But, you know, he had to present that intimidation so that, you know, they could get away with that victory. So big ups to the Washington Redskins for getting that win, you know. And, yeah, they put out Jay Cutler. And Brandon Mayweather, man, you gotta miss that dude for about two games. No pay. Tight.
No pay. But, you know, we got a hip-hop twist, man. I just had heard someone in the streets, man. You know, Drake on tour and some people that is on tour with him. One guy that's on tour with him, Future. Drake kicked him off the tour. Kicked him off the tour bus because he was whispering and rambling, talking about that Drake's new CD, It's Not Hot. And the people ain't feeling it like they feeling him.
What?
It got back to Drake, and Drake whacked him from the bus tour. What's your thoughts?
Damn it! That's what your ass get, Future. What are you thinking? You on tour with the hottest guy? Oh, come on, man! In the game, come on, man! Why would you even? You hot, Future? Don't get me wrong, but you only hot in certain areas. You know what I mean? Drake is hot all over. I feel you, Future. You got a different style. You know, you got your little thing wet with the air and everything. You know what I mean? But come on, pimpin'.
Straight.
Come on, pimpin'. You hot, but you ain't Drake hot. You ain't sizzling. come on, man. That's just bad business, L Boogie. I don't know what he was thinking on that. And so Drake did the right thing. You know, Drake can pick up anybody. You know, he can call anybody in any city, any country that he stop in. He can make a call and get somebody to replace Future, at least for an hour. Come on, man. Who wouldn't? Shit, call me and call the streets. Drake, you need somebody on? We got some hot 16s and 64s. We can do it. We bad. We streets, baby. You ain't heard L Boogie? L Boogie, we got to get you on the YouTube, baby. And we got to put you on the Instagram, putting it on hot. You know what I'm saying? We got an IG, baby. Let's get it. Come on, Drake, but Future. Come on, man.
No.
You hear me? You know what I mean? And you know, man, that's a Chris Carter and a Keyshawn Johnson Monday Night Countdown. Come on, man.
I'm very intrigued. You know, like they always say, bad publicity is good publicity. So I guess with him feuding and beefing with Drake now, they'll have a sing-off.
Man, you know what it's going to be. It's going to be like the sports officials say, did I do that?
And, you know, we got to get our sound effects together, man, because, you know, we got to. You big dummy, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Your biggest hit is with Drake and Lil Wayne. So I don't understand why would you say that. And you know this world, nothing you say cannot be held with water. It's like the Watergate. It's going to get out. I think he wanted that to happen. Did you? But like my man, you know, said, like he told Kane in Menace to Society, you know you didn't effed up, right? You know you didn't effed up, right? So it's going to be very interesting how Kane, so-called Future, is going to be prepared for this onslaught by Young Money. It's coming. Nobody's feeling it, and he done probably went platinum already. And your number one hit going. Two number one hits. And he ain't really rapping. He's singing on them. Are you kidding me? He's probably still spending Nickelodeon money. They watching him on Netflix. Come on, Future. You got to watch your mouth, player, at the same damn time. You right.
Yeah, no.
He is on that good and alcohol. I hope he got some down bitches he can call. Because I don't know what he going to do without y'all. But anyway, that's a little, you know, sidebar, some hip-hop. Throw that out to the world. You know, get at us on the Instagram and on the Twitter, at LBoogie15. That's both. But let's talk a little baseball. And I'm calling people out. And I'm going to start with the Prince. Prince Fielder for the Detroit Tigers. You're getting paid a lot of money to whiff. 2 years in a row, you haven't had an RBI since the LCS last year. And you're batting behind Mickey Cabrera. Are you kidding me? Big up to Boston. But I think Prince should not get a pass. Jeez, what happened to your Dodgers, man? Now I'm hearing reports they want to offer your boy, you know, Clay, $300 million. Oh, my.
A lifetime contract. Damn.
Bro, who are you picking to win the Fall Classic? Who are you calling out on guys who whiffed or did not show up in these – division in these championship series.
Who are you calling out and who are you giving big ups to?
Man, first of all, man, you know, it's nothing different, man. I'm going to give a big shout-out to the Boston Red Sox, who actually went from worst to first and actually got a chance to cap everything off by winning the World Series. You know, they had the best record all year, and they get the host, which means if it goes seven games, they get the host. You know what I mean? And home field advantage means a lot because we know what the St. Louis Cardinals going to do. It's tradition. They've been doing it since the 1900s, man. Ain't nothing different. You know what I'm saying? And I got Boston in this series just because they got – it's about the Beards, man. I think the Beards play a fit in this here series, man. All the boys from Boston rocking the nice Beards and big old Beards, and we're going to see what happens. I know St. Louis going to be there and give it a good pull, but, you know, I just got Boston in the end. I'm going to give a big shout-out. Man, I'm going to give a big, big shout-out to my man, Beltran, because Carlos Beltran is the real reason why the St. Louis Cardinals are where they are today. I didn't think that he was going to be able to fit in that system when he first got there, but time has shown that this guy is the real deal, you know what I mean? And I think that he's going to have his team in position to try to do something, but Boston just has too much. If I had to call anybody out, yeah, I'm going to call out Prince. And it's just the whole Detroit Tigers team because you got two pitchers in Max Scherzer and also Verlander who pitched no-hitters through six, seven innings, but you can't get these guys any support. And, you know, in this game of baseball, it only takes one bad pitch to change a game, L Boogie. And that's what seemed to happen. If I had to call anybody out, I have to call, you know, the Yasiel Puig guy from the Dodgers for his little antics, man. It's just too much. But granted, he's young. I believe that the Dodgers are going to be able to settle him down, you know, once the summer comes and he's able to get his spring training and really understand this game of American baseball, you know what I'm saying? And he'll come back and do big things again. But, you know, baseball is crazy, man. You know, the Detroit Tigers manager, Jim Leland, decided to call it quits after eight seasons with Detroit. And, you know, it's just crazy how this game works. So he tried, and he's been to, four, he won the division four times, been to the AL or the World Series twice, you know, and couldn't do it. So we'll see what happens. I heard that he might take a position within the team, but, you know, it's going to be a lot of teams out there that's going to whack their managers. And by the summertime, once this World Series is over, so you never know. He might be one of the hot coaches or one of the hot managers to pick up, you know, in this year offseason once it's all said and done. But you know how it go, man. This game is crazy, dog. And it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm very, very disappointed in how the Dodgers didn't even make it to go to seven. So, yes, I'm calling out both managers, Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball. I'm calling out, you know, Mr. Leland on just the management and how, you know, Prince, you know, ran the bases as well. You know, errors in the field. And Mr. Leland, the manager, he said it from top to bottom, they all could have done better. And I'm glad he's stepping down. It's time for a change at that manager's position in Detroit. Smart move. I think it's time for a new voice. But he had a heck of a career. You know, so I'm not going to put him down. Only thing I can say is that they could have did better because will he go to the Hall of Fame? Hopefully as a coach. Because he did it, and he has a ring. So, and been there numerous of times. So, you know, but big up to St. Louis and big up to Boston. Very interesting. And you have Boston, and also because of, you know, like you said, they're playing for something. Boston's strong. They're playing for a city, you know, that they're still, you know, aching from the, you know, the Boston Marathon. So it's going to be very interesting. And you're going with that. I'm going to stay with the Cardinals. I had Carlos Beltran, you know, making moves and showing up, He needs to show why he's one of the best in the postseason as far as a professional hitter. We got two professional hitters. Are they going to play Poppy in the field at first base when it goes back to St. Louis? They're going to have to play Poppy and sit one of those bats down. Or Napoli is going to have to catch. It's going to be very interesting. A bat is going to have to sit. So we will see. Wednesday, game one. Man, when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show, give our shout-outs. And the sports officials, we're going to have them come in and weigh in on, you know, a couple issues. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, as we would say, Ro, mount up, Voltron style. But, yeah, hit me with something, man, before we go to the commercial.
We started out mopping floors, and now we front row at the awards. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah, and it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Check 9, one chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 stacks seats at the Heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Came me stepping on a nigga's feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the D gang. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a C thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On a mission, say he did it for his son's tuition. Real niggas dreams coming to fruition. Stumble but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We still listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, meanings on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three. 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for we've knew. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking the places you can't go with your BDM. Screaming Carpe Diem until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. I take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on Drake. Close the curtains, fuck boy out my face. I whip the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Something to the max like Wavy
by Ricky Rose featuring Dr. Dre, and that man Jay-Z. If you ain't hit the per diem, you ain't getting no money. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop, coming to you live as usual, based out of Phoenix, Arizona. Phone number 347-855-8896. You can also get with us on blogtalkradio.com. The Streets is Talking. Man, just a review of the show. We talked about Peyton Manning going back into the house that he built, coming up a little short. We talked about the MBGs, the nothing but garbages, quarterbacks in Philadelphia. We talked about, man, it was all good just a week ago with the Cleveland Browns. Now they under 500. Where are the Instagram pictures of the standings of the AFC North Conference now? Send me those same Instagram pictures. Man, I was getting Instagram pictures of the Cleveland Browns being on top of the AFC North, man. It was amazing. I don't see those same pictures now. The Cincinnati Bengals pulling it out. Close one up in Detroit. Tom Brady falling short in New York. Geno Smith coming away with a controversial victory. RG3 slowly but surely getting himself back. They scored 45 points, defeating the Chicago Bears with Jay Cutler going down in an injury. Tampa Bay, once again, is still without a victory, losing to the Atlanta Falcons. And the Kansas City Chiefs, still 7-0. They're still undefeated. Very interesting, very intriguing. Question of the night. Halfway through the college football season, if you had to vote right now, who would be your Heisman Trophy winner? Some say still Johnny Money. Some say famous Jameis Winston now. Some say the boy over in Oregon, the Mariota kid. That's your top three so far right now, in our opinion, from our callers. We talked about Grambling State. What's going on down there? The kids sending pictures. Some callers said they should still play the game. Ro and I, we say good boycott, youngins. Guys are on the shelf now, out for the season. Sam Bradford, torn ACL. Reggie Wayne, torn ACL. And Sam Cushing, he's sitting on cushions, I tell you that. He's out for the year, too. Brian Cushing for the Houston Texans. It's over with. Call the Asylum. Don't forget Friday, it's freestyle. And we hot, hotter than ever. Yo, bro, we got anybody in want to get in the Asylum shaking the bars, man, before we, you know, go to the commercial? Guess not. Bro, we got some shout-outs before we go, man, before we get out of here.
Oh, man, you know how we do, man. You know, big ups to everybody out there, man, who checks us out, man. Hell, Boogie, we forgot to tell the callers, man. All due to the callers, man, we done reached over 25,000, man, since we've been doing this here thing, man. I want to say big ups to all the fans that gives us a shout-out, kites, tweets. Check us out on Facebook and everybody that calls the Asylum every Monday and Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to all, to everybody who done helped us grow. You know what I mean? And, you know, to the studio guests who always check us out, Big Bluesy, you know what it is, baby. I see everybody out there. You checking us out on the web, you know, keep us hot, baby. You know, like El Boogie say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Jewel's be in the studio, you know, he just be on assignment for us, man, getting it in. So he out there on the West Coast grinding, and, you know, we doing what we do. Big shout-out to Ed, you know, to my son that's out there getting it in at his little school. They 2-0. Hopefully they can maintain. And, you know, we're going to do what we do. We're going to check out everybody Friday, Freestyle Friday, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we just doing like what we do, man. It's beautiful out here, man. Big shout-out to Big Zeke. I ain't seen the Green Eye Bandit in the Asylum in a minute, so I'm pretty sure he's busy getting his hustle on.
So I'm pretty sure we're gonna hear from him real soon. And big shout out to North Park, Texas. You know what it is, Skeeta Mo, my sis Red. You know how we get it in. We do it hard every time we do it. We do it like Famous Jameis. You know, put a smile on your face. We do it big, because you know how we do it. That's how we get down with the Get Down there, Boogie. And once again, much love to my brother, man. This is how we doing it, man, from the bottom to the top, you know.
No doubt, man. Before we continue, man, shout out to Monique, man. That's D-Mac's wifey, man. We appreciate her listening in, man. You know, so maybe she can tell a lot of girlfriends. You feel me? No question. Down there in the spot. And see, I can't reveal where we, you know what I'm saying, because we don't do that on the show where they at. So at the water cooler, tell them to listen to the Streets is Talking. You know what I mean? And shout out to the sports officials. Shout out to Heaven O Youth, man. Shout out to all the kids down there at Pueblo Del Sol High, Junior High. My youngest down there. As usual, shout out to you. Shout out to you, Jewels. Big up to Pook. I see you, baby. D-Mac. Oh, Mr. Controversy. C's. Skeeta Mo. Tiff. Ocean. I see y'all. Appreciate you guys listening in. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Oh, yeah. Man, to my son down there at Central State, I see you down there, D-Wig. Hey, yo, Ro, give us some to bob our head to get back into the cell, and we'll get at him in 4 days, man.
You a bad girl and your friends bad, too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl
it's
and your
street.
Friends bad, too. Oh.
We out of here. We thank you for listening. Man, we hot as ever. If you ain't gonna watch, man, watch it tonight. The TLC movie. We DVR'd it, man. I know it's gonna be hot. Shout out to TLC. Love y'all.
Tonight, I can't feel.
1,000 degrees. I ain't worried about them fuck niggas over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy, that nigga named Cheese. Fuck with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low. Brain reload, kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court, eating God get rolled. Yesterday, that's the way, every single morning I try to pray. Grandma and them, they never forgot, nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be, talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, not they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you. Drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drippin' swag goo. Ooh.
Home, gorilla nigga.
niggas. Here come King Kong. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking. Motherfucker.